The word lavender finds its root in the verb to bathe in Latin. People have used the pale, purplish flowers to scent themselves and their surroundings throughout the ages. To the people who enjoy its perfume, there's nothing that compares. But as reporter Renee Gutel of member station WITF in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, tells us, lavender fans sometimes go overboard.
It's a muggy day in the tiny Pennsylvania town of Fairfield. Thousands of people mill about, but there's no tilt-a-whirl or Ferris wheel. You won't even find cotton candy. Here, there's only one featured item on the menu.
We have lavender cookies and lavender biscotti. We have lavender lemonade and lavender iced tea. Obviously, you can tell it's the Lavender Festival.
You heard right, a lavender festival. An entire celebration of plants of the genus Lavandula. Jean here serves up the drinks.
George, I could try some iced tea.
People came from as far away as Michigan. Danny Kaufman drove up from Washington, D.C.
Well, I think lavender is so beautiful. It's just a burst of light in a garden.
With clippers in her hand, Kaufman bends over a row of Heathcote lavender.
I am going to tie this in a little ribbon and dry it and hang it. Simple, but elegant and classic.
The leader of the lavender lovers is farm owner Tom Vida. He gives tours wearing a baseball cap with a lavender bill.
This is our lavender area. We started about 9,500 lavenders last August and September.
For 32 years, Vida traveled the globe as a foreign service officer. He lived in Afghanistan, Iran, Senegal, France, Vietnam. Now he speaks a different language.
There are essentially two kinds of hardy lavenders. One of them is the angustifolia species. Angustifolia meaning narrow leaf.
But what is it specifically about angustifolia that draws such a crowd?
I'm not sure we'd get 10 people to come to the Pennsylvania Thyme Festival or the Pennsylvania Oregano Festival. But the Lavender Festival, everybody loves lavender. Here we are. And all these folks have come out here.
The nation's biggest lavender festival comes up later this summer in Sequim, Washington, the self-proclaimed lavender capital of North America. For NPR News, I'm Renee Gutel.